This is Dakota Datebook for December 21st. Early settlers in North Dakota thought they could bring their familiar farming methods with them. But methods that were successful in the East were not suited to the northern Great Plains. The farmers had to adapt. On this date in 1904, a letter to the Hope Pioneer offered advice to farmers new to North Dakota. E. W. Lathrop wrote that conditions were far different than out east, and new North Dakotans would profit from his experience as a Great Plains farmer. If they heeded his words, he said they could avoid many of the mistakes he had made. Lathrop warned that drought was one of the biggest drawbacks. Consequently, it was important to cultivate carefully. Proper preparation of the ground would maximize moisture. Frost was another challenge. It could come as early as July or August. There was also the danger of hail that could wipe out an entire crop in minutes. These conditions might not occur for years, and they could happen several seasons in a row. Financial debt was another danger. Lathrop warned against borrowing whenever possible. If a farmer was already in debt and his crop failed, everything would depend on the following year's crop, and that was not guaranteed. It was also important to take steps to feed the family. Lathrop suggested buying one or two good milk cows. He cautioned against buying cheap ones, but to invest $5 or $10 in good animals. The farmer should also plant a garden and buy some chickens for eggs and meat. Raising food on the farm would decrease grocery bills and help the bottom line. Lathrop's final piece of advice was to lay in a good supply of coal and flour. The farmer and his family would stay warm and fed when the inevitable blizzard came barreling down from Canada. North Dakota was a fine place to settle, but new immigrants had to remember that they were in a new land and would have to adapt. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.